Hello and welcome to our stories and conversations on mental health. I'm your host, Matthew Modica, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to support a person, a loved one, a family member that is going through something and you're wondering what's the best way to support that person. Now, this is something we're currently learning and I've realized I've been going about it the whole wrong way. I always thought to support someone, you ask them how they are. When they talk, you kind of give them advice. You use your life experience to kind of give advice and help. And that is completely the wrong way. So we read this poem, the teacher read this poem, and it really, really struck home. Like, it really hit home. And I was like, right, I've been going about it this whole wrong way. I'm about to go out and be a support worker with people with mental health. So I'm so happy that I've just learned this. But this is the poem and this is how it goes. It's called Please Listen. Now forgive me, I most likely will get the last name wrong, but it's by Leo Buscaglia. And it goes like this. When I ask you to listen to me and you start giving me advice, you have not done what I asked. When I ask you to listen to me and you begin to tell me why I shouldn't feel that way, you are trampling on my feelings. When I ask you to listen to me and you feel you have to do something to solve my problem, you have failed me, strange as that may seem. Listen. All I ask is that you listen. Don't talk or do, just hear me. And I can do for myself. I am not helpless, maybe discouraged and faltering, but not helpless. When you do something for me that I can and need to do for myself, you contribute to my fear and inadequacy. But when you accept as a simple fact that I feel what I feel, no matter how irrational, then I can stop trying to convince you and get about this business of understanding what's behind this irrational feeling. And when that's clear, the answers are obvious, and I don't need advice. Irrational feelings make sense when we understand what's behind them. So please listen and just hear me. And if you want to talk, wait a minute for your turn and I will listen to you. Powerful poem, that is. Absolute powerful poem. But yes, what we should be doing when someone is kind of having mental health issues, yes, we ask them, how are you going? And then we just let them talk. Let them express, let them say, don't butt in, don't try to give advice, just listen. Never ever give advice, because if your advice is incorrect, then you're going to be the one to be blamed because your advice didn't work. And that is probably the best advice to give to someone that needs the, is trying to give support to someone. Because what I've learned is we should ask open-end questions, not just questions that result as in yes or no. We ask them, you know, how are they feeling? Why are they feeling that way? We also should ask the question, and as full on as it is, and I'm going to use another word for it because the other S word is kind of banned on all platforms, but you should be asking them, you know, do you feel like self-harming yourself? Because if someone is thinking that, we really need to start helping them then and there, supporting them then and there. We need to just listen to the person. Don't judge them. Don't think that any problem is too small. If it's like something you feel that is like, seriously, why are you upset about that? To someone else, it may mean a lot. We do not know what goes on in each other's minds. Something you might find that is means that's nothing. Don't worry about it. It's something that may affect someone completely. You know, people tell me all the time, don't worry about checking locks. They come on, it's your OCD, don't do it. But it's, you don't understand how hard it is. You know, just get over that girl that you broke up with. Blokes hear that all the time. Just get over her. It's all good. You'll find someone else. It's not that easy for some people. Some people do find it hard. People that are from the, and I will get the abbreviation incorrect, so please forgive me, the LGBTQ+ community, they find it hard. Because not only do they need to open up to family and friends, then they've got the stigma that the world puts on them. So they will find it hard to talk. So we should be listening to everyone. And if you feel that how they live their life is incorrect, you shouldn't be like that way. Keep that to yourself. You know, the teacher said, and it was like, the way he said it was funny, like it was just straight off the bat. He said, like, if you're a racist person, you keep that inside your house. Okay, you want to be racist, you want to be whatever, you want to be however you are, you keep that inside your house. But when you're out there in the real world, you accept and you appreciate and you care and you love for one and another. That's what you should be doing. And then it hit me, like, I'm like, you know, maybe if the world was that way, there probably wouldn't be that many problems. Just keep your opinions to the way people are to yourself. Because a lot of people go through a lot of things. And the only way we can support them is stop letting them feel how they feel is a stigma. Don't, you know, let them feel that because they have mental health issues, they're not accepted. You know, by you talking, you know, them asking you questions and I just do this, you're not really listening, you're not really caring. And this is something that I've just learned. Like, every time my friends talk to me, I kind of went through that and I did this. So now I'm like, I've learned, okay, I've been doing it incorrectly. My friends have been coming to me and I've been doing it incorrectly of how to help. It should be just listening and asking questions and letting them make the decisions for themselves. If someone says that they need help, don't go, I recommend this psychologist. You go and research a whole bunch of psychologists and you give it to them. And you ask them, okay, look, here's a bunch of psychologists. This is their names, what they, you know, male, female. Which one do you feel you might feel comfortable with going to see? Let them make decisions. Come on, let's go. We're going to go outside. You need to go out. You need a party. Yeah, come on, let's go and drag them out. No, let them make the decision that, yeah, I'm ready to go out. Because if we force them to do what they don't want to do at the time, it's just going to increase the depression or the anxiety that they're feeling. So yeah, if you want to support someone, the best advice that I've learned now is listen. Listen, listen, listen. And then when it's your time to talk, don't be sympathetic. Don't tell someone, oh, I'm sorry you're going through that. Oh, that's so sad. You know, that doesn't do nothing. People that are going through problems, they don't want sympathy. We don't want sympathy. We want to find a solution and to feel better from this stuff, but without being pushed. So yeah, just ask them how they are. Let them speak. And if I'm just having a bad day, why are you having a bad day? You know, let them explain why they're having a bad day. Don't worry about it. You had a bad day. Why'd you have a bad day? Oh, this person, you know, spoke to me like shit. Okay, what'd they say to you? You know, may have hurt you. Like, ask them open-ended questions and not questions that are yes, no. Not cut them off halfway through. Not just, oh, I think that that's irrational. Oh, someone cut me off the road, so I've had a bad day. Oh, man, come on, relax. Okay, maybe they're a person that there's more to it than just someone cutting them off. You know, there's more things. You know, is that really why you're upset? You know, is there anything else that may be upsetting you? Dig deeper. Don't give advice. Don't try to use your life experience. Just listen. Like that poem said, which was an amazing poem, eh? Like when you read that in class, I was like, man, that is some powerful words that I need to share to everyone. So yes, best way to support is to listen. If you have anything you would like to talk about on this podcast, because it's all about building a community. I'm very happy that people have come to me and said that they want to be on the show and they want to talk, and some of them want to be on camera and some of them don't, and that's understanding. And like I said, I'm happy to do it. If you want to come on and talk about things, I'm happy to do it via the internet. Again, it can be confidential. You don't need to be in the videos. You can write in one of your stories. I'm happy to read them out. So we can build that community where we can all be together and support each other. Because the one thing about mental health, and I said this in my class and we all laughed, I said, you know, people that all have mental health issues, we're one big family, you know, and everyone's laughing, one big happy family, I said, and they all laugh, happy, you know, dysfunctional family, but it's what it is. I see people that have mental health issues, I appreciate them and love them like family, because that's what it is. We all go through it. And we're all going through this fight and we should be all going through it together. So that's why I'm building this community. I hope to plan to I'm going to start working, spending some money on this and try to get psychologists in to talk to, try to get psychiatrists in, try to get motivational speakers. I want to try to get as many people in here for you guys to listen to. I don't want to just be about me. I want people to come in. I want people to write in, and I want to build a community so we can all support each other. So if you do want to write in or anything like that, please email me at mhcmatthewmodica@gmail.com, or you can message me on Instagram, which is MatthewModica MHC. Appreciate everyone listening. We are growing rapidly on YouTube, which I'm very thankful of. So thank you to all the people that have subscribed. And if you're listening on Spotify, thank you for following. I truly appreciate it. And yeah, take care of yourself and please take care of each other. And I'll see you soon with another podcast. See ya.